Pasindelis, born about 498 BC, who was succeeded upon the throne by his son, Lygdamis, about the time that Herodotus grew to manhood. The family of Herodotus belonged to the upper rank of the citizens. His father was named Lyxes, and his mother Rio, or Dryo. He had a brother, Theodore, and an uncle or cousin, Pinyasus, the epic poet, a personage of so much importance that the tyrant Lygdamis, suspecting him of treasonable projects, put him to death. It is probable that Herodotus shared his relative's political opinions, and either was exiled from Halicarnassus or quitted it voluntarily at the time of his brother's execution. Of the education of Herodotus, no more can be said than that it was thoroughly Greek, and embraced, no doubt, the three subjects essential to a Greek liberal education: grammar, gymnastic training, and music. His studies would be regarded as completed when he attained the age of 18, and took rank among the Ephebi, or Erenes, of his native city. In a free Greek state, he would at once have begun his duties as a citizen, and found therein sufficient employment for his growing energies. But in a city ruled by a tyrant, this outlet was wanting. No political life worthy of the name existed. Herodotus may thus have had his thoughts turned to literature as furnishing a not unsatisfactory career, and may well have been encouraged in his choice by the example of Pinyasus, who had already gained a reputation by his writings when Herodotus was still an infant. At any rate, it is clear from the extant work of Herodotus that he must have devoted himself early to the literary life, and commenced that extensive course of reading which renders him one of the most instructive as well as one of the most charming of ancient writers. The poetical literature of Greece was already large. The prose literature was more extensive than is generally supposed. Yet Herodotus shows an intimate acquaintance with the whole of it. The Iliad and the Odyssey are as familiar to him as Shakespeare to the educated Englishman. He is acquainted with the poems of the epic cycle, the Cypria, the Epigone, and so forth. He quotes or otherwise shows familiarity with the writings of Hesiod, Olin, Musaeus, Bacchus, Lysistratus, Archilochus of Paros, Alcaeus, Sappho, Solon, Aesop, Aristaeus of Proconnesus, Simonides of Chios, Phrynichus, Aeschylus, and Pindar. He quotes and criticizes Hecataeus, the best of the prose writers who had preceded him, and makes numerous allusions to other authors of the same class. It must not, however, be supposed that he was at any time a mere student. It is probable that from an early age his inquiring disposition led him to engage in travels, both in Greece and in foreign countries. He traversed Asia Minor and European Greece probably more than once. He visited all the most important islands of the archipelago: Rhodes, Cyprus, Delos, Paros, Thasos, Samothrace, Crete, Samos, Cythera, and Aegina. He undertook the long and perilous journey from Sardis to the Persian capital, Susa, visited Babylon, Colchis, and the western shores of the Black Sea as far as the estuary of the Dnieper. He travelled in Scythia and in Thrace, visited Zante and Magna Graecia, explored the antiquities of Tyre, coasted along the shores of Palestine, saw Gaza, and made a long stay in Egypt. At the most moderate estimate, his travels covered a space of 31 degrees of longitude, or 1,700 miles, and 24 of latitude, or nearly the same distance. At all the more interesting sites, he took up his abode for a time. He examined, he inquired, he made measurements, he accumulated materials. Having in his mind the scheme of his great work, he gave ample time to the elaboration of all its parts, and took care to obtain by personal observation a full knowledge of the various countries. The travels of Herodotus seem to have been chiefly accomplished between his 20th and his 30th.